The views and opinions expressed by the guests on this podcast are that of their own. In no way, shape, or form do they reflect the official policy or position of the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack.
You've descended into the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack, a commercial diving podcast by working divers for divers.
Oh man, what a great way to start a new season. This is season 5.
Wow.
I think it's season 5.
Did you hear my voice right now?
Yeah, you were in awe.
What does it sound like?
I don't know.
I'm sick, so it sounds like...
Oh, you're a little stuffy. You came to give me the COVID today, huh?
I got that.
Again.
I got that sexy voice sound. For all you...
Those 900 numbers really paid off, huh?
For all you women divers out there. And men. I don't want to be rude.
It's 2023.
They like it too. Yeah. I don't... You know?
Get close to that bass.
I like Kirby Morgan 27s.
Oh, yeah.
Real tight fit.
So, man, another season. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. You know, I went private sector, so I left you, Johnny, as everyone knows.
Mid-season
last season.
If anyone doesn't know us, I feel like I haven't seen you in maybe a month.
Yeah, it's been a solid month. I just came back from a 3-week stint. It's
Where'd you go?
Tough. I was up in Richmond for 2 weeks. At the Chevron Richmond Long Wharf. It's California's biggest oil terminal. Anyways, it's the biggest in the state. It's a little bit over a mile long. So we didn't swim the whole mile. They do it in segments. So it's so big that they can't cover the whole thing, or they don't want to cover the whole thing all at once. They do little segments throughout the years. It still took a good solid 2 weeks, though.
So. What are you guys doing? Inspections?
Yeah, it's going to be the same old, engineering inspections. But for the most part, it was a fun job. It was a good job. The water was choppy at times. You know, if you've ever worked in the San Francisco Bay Area, it's a little bit tougher diving. You know, you got a little bit more current.
A little frigid?
It wasn't that cold, man.
Oh, nice.
I was diving my 5 mil and
it
was super comfortable, you know. Didn't feel chilled when I initially got in. You're just comfortable the whole dive. So we're doing like 3-hour dives.
27, 37?
So it's all 37. 17s. The company just uses all 37s to my chagrin.
To your chagrins.
I did not use that word right, but okay. I do like the word. I did go see an Oakland A's game on my last night.
Dude, that's on my, well, it's going to be over now, but that's on my bucket list to go see those Mighty A's, but I think they're done over there, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like the fans hate it. I mean, there were several times when the fans chanted "sell the team," and but I tell you what, though, man, I sat in the first row.
It's awesome
along the third base side. First row, third base side. You get free food, and you get 3 drink tickets. So I was drinking the Drake's IPA. I had 3 of those.
Wow!
All for the low price of, I want to let you guess. How much do you think I paid? Those seats typically at Dodger Stadium, you're looking like a dugout club seat, hundreds.
I can't look at those.
First row number 1.
$20.
No, it's $50.
Oh.
It's dirt cheap though.
Yeah.
For a meal, appetizer, peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and 3 beers.
And a shitty baseball game.
It was actually pretty good. You want to know why it was pretty good? Because it was the 2 worst teams in baseball. That were playing against each other.
Going at it.
Yeah. They were going for it. 2 worst teams in baseball. So it was an entertaining night.
We used to do that at Angel games too. Because it's very cheap back in the 90s. Me and my dad would go, if the Dodgers were away, we'd go to an Angels game and just walk on down. And the ushers would just let you do it back in the day because they were really piss poor.
I'll tell you what, man, Oakland, like the area around the stadium, it is just garbage.
Well, it's Oakland.
It is just trashy, trashy garbage. The Uber driver dropped me off and I was like, where the hell is this?
Don't let me die here.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, well, this is where you picked. I'm like, crap, I must have put the wrong destination in. So initially I was going to try to walk because it was only like a mile away from my hotel. Thank God I didn't.
Right.
Probably would have been stabbed or something. But yeah, it was pretty gross. It's you know, stadium was completely empty.
Man.
You know, it was like crazy. But anyways, that was fun. You know, I got to do that on my last night and had a good time. It was tough diving though. Like I said, diving in, you know, current, like two to three, you know, not current. So, you know, it takes some umbilical management to actually be productive. So it was nice to get back into it and dive in those conditions and kind of work the hose. So I was teaching some of the other younger divers how to work the hose when you're in the water.
You?
Oh my gosh. I am like so bad at this. You'd think I would know.
After five seasons. How to do this?
To put my phone on silent.
You helped somebody with
gotta help them work the hose. Yeah, I know. Well, it's not management. It's working the hose. I guess it is management, but you know, when you're diving in current, you got to kind of throw your hose in certain directions to be able to catch the, downstream. Yeah, no, I'm actually pretty good.
You're efficient?
Yeah, pretty efficient.
You're proficient? I don't think you are. Killing not from me. When you were with us and not from what I saw.
Yeah, well, I was not caring as much.
I was in the retired mindset.
Yeah, I was in retirement mode at that point. Mm. And to tell you the truth, there's no current in the Port of Long Beach, so there's no need to get fancy with your hose or anything like that. So,
what are you talking about? We have them.
It is nice diving.
We have tug currents, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. We did have a lot of ships. We had to work with the ship schedule to make sure that we weren't in danger. Sabertooth squirrel, thank you, Smog City.
Yeah.
For your delicious beer. Breaking this place in proper.
That's right.
But yeah, no, it was a good job. You
Torrance.
Know, good solid hard work.
Torrance, and California.
Got to come home for a day. I had to pick up another dive hat to take with me to North Carolina. So that's where I'm coming from. So I spent a week out in North Carolina. That was another long one. That was nice. We were out in Wilmington, North Carolina.
I have a family in North Carolina. Monroe, though.
Okay. But man, that place is old. The city that we were in, it dates back to the 1700s.
Nice.
I thought that was pretty cool. We went to like the old town Wilmington area and that was pretty neat.
That's cool.
Pretty nice because the water temperatures were still pretty warm as well. I was in a 3-mil suit. So it was a Pressure Junkies 3-mil that had a bunch of holes in it. Because I worked that Pressure Junkies pretty hard. Like I put it through rigorous testing.
Right.
Like leaving it on the sun all the time.
All the time. That's all we do.
It looks like pajamas now because the cloth is kind of pulled away from the rubber.
Right.
So it looks kind of funny when I put it on.
That means it's brand new. It's ready to go.
It's nice though. It was nice. It was a nice, pleasant water. Water's still warm out there, guys. But it will be cooling down very soon, huh? Probably within the next few weeks.
I hope so. It was 90-something degrees here in Long Beach.
Oh, my God. It's hot today, yeah.
I hated it.
It felt like summer. That's your typical October in Southern California, though. You get those couple heat wave weeks in October, and then it gets super cold.
Yeah, we've been diving, but
nice.
Just our usual stuff.
Okay. Just jerking off anodes.
Drinking off anodes. Also, we've been going to little hits that surveys has been finding. Some old wreckages and stuff.
Like that. No wreckage, way.
Yeah. Matt went down on one today. It obviously was a boat, but it's degrading super fast.
Huh, funny.
So we're just going to leave it.
They concerned with like the fuel tanks rupturing or something? Or the oil
getting
in the water?
They're getting ready for that. What is that? That ocean version of the wind. Getting powered by the ocean water, the turbines and
stuff.
Didn't you see that? Didn't you see the port on the Instagram?
Yes. And do you know who is designing that project?
I hope it's not you.
It's Moffat and Nickel.
Moffat and Nickel suck. <You're such a dick. laughs> Dude, I didn't know. I'm kidding, guys.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you guys had a office near my house. It's right by the hangar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my office.
It's a nice office.
Yeah, that's my corporate office there.
I don't know why you...
Like, I go there every so
hang
often.
Hang out at the shop. The shop is a terrible place.
The shop is my office. That's like
you can't have
my
two
home
offices.
Away from home. Yes, I can.
You can't.
Why would I not want to spend my time at the warehouse?
That's Murder Town. Yeah, you're on the west side, baby.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. A lot of our dive lockers are in the hood.
It's because it's cheap.
It's dirt cheap.
But yeah, it's
it makes
nice,
it interesting.
Very nice office.
No, it's a super nice office. You've got to go in there sometime. I'll take you in and check it out.
Anybody in there ever?
We'll have a beer in there. They've got a beer tap.
Do they? Who?
Yeah, they have a. Man, I haven't been in there in like a because I've been gone for like a month, you know, out on the field. But last time I checked, they had a Smog City beer on there. It's all craft beer. So you got three craft beers on tap at the Moffitt and Nickel corporate headquarters. So if you want to come work with me in Moffitt and Nickel, you get free beers. But anyhow, North Carolina was a blast. You were jerking off anodes the whole time.
Yeah.
And loving it.
It was real nice.
From the box.
The next thing coming up is going to be a scuba job though.
Oh.
We're doing just topography, checking depths and stuff like that.
Okay. Do you need my consultation on how to properly do commercial scuba?
Possibly.
Yeah,
that'd be great. We were thinking about doing hookah or just free diving it.
Did you see my face change?
Yeah.
But just for the listeners,
you should have seen. I did a penetration dive one time on hookah.
No, you didn't. Quit freaking riling people up. Tell them like the. You're talking like 4 feet of water.
Yeah, we don't do
scrubbing
the port like of Long Beach. Boats. I'm just like it's. I holes. Have to get in his goodies.
He because does. He I always does.
Seen him in a long time. We do not do hookah on anything because that is unsafe. Do you have any band masks you want to donate?
Ooh, actually, I have to do a bi-monthly inspection on a band mask. Speaking of which, Moffitt and Nickel Engineers, ADCI member company, we do a bi-monthly inspections on all of our equipment.
Cool.
Yeah.
Was that a commercial?
Which, yeah, I guess it was.
Sounded like a commercial.
Which I highly encourage you guys to do. And in fact, I'll probably talk to Kenny because he would love to do that.
Kenny would.
I don't think you guys would like to do that though.
I don't really care.
And it's something that you can do with just an operator's, course.
Did you say what you inspect the hat, right?
Yeah, it's like an in-depth inspection. You clean some of the parts. And,
okay, so I have.
You do it every 2 months.
Okay, all right. So, if you want to see how Armando from Moffitt and Nickel does these inspections on these helmets, he takes them all apart, and then he puts it in a room for 2 months.
That was my personal hat.
And doesn't touch it again. And when he was doing it.
And I still haven't touched it.
Me and Nate were like, he's never going to put that helmet back together.
And I still haven't put it back together. Because in the middle of putting it back together, I'm like, why? I'm not going to dive it ever again, you know?
Pretty funny.
And then I go back to the private sector.
We used to.
And then I still don't dive it anymore because it's all company hats. So yeah, why is my you? Hat still in pieces? Yes, it's still it in pieces.
We used to do inspections. I don't know if they were.
Huh. Yeah, it might be time to do it again.
I had fun as long as it's in a nice air-conditioned room with nice lighting.
Yeah.
A radio or a TV, I'm down.
And the cool thing too is that you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah. You
know, especially if they come back from like the getting serviced or from the factory. Like we found some weird stuff, you know.
Right.
After hats have come back. And everybody out there, they've got similar stories, you know, just because you get it back from, and this place can be great. It could be a place you use forever, but you got to remember you're still dealing with people and humans. Humans make mistakes, you know, so when you get your hat back from service.
Not a DECA, they don't make mistakes.
When you get your hat back from service, do a once over, you know, look for weird things on it. Do a test dive. Don't just toss it on and then go straight to work. Do your checkouts, your top water checks. You know, your above water checks, and then your, you know, in water checks, and then you can go to work. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, always check your crap.
Always check your crap. But if anyone has a Chinese band mask they want to donate me, I will dive it. Dude, right now.
We've talked about that before. I know. I want to see one of these counterfeit hats.
I want it.
Like in person.
I want it and I need it.
I swear, I found the pictures. There was one that was called the Super Right.
Super Right? It's super light.
The Super Right.
Why was
you take the Super Right helmet?
All right, that's a cut. Got to cut that. Can't say that.
Well, we only have like 5 listeners in China, I think. I don't know. Maybe we're big in China. Who knows?
I doubt it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's been pretty busy. This is the busy season. You know, the slow season starts when all the water starts melting, you know, from in the springtime, the water melts and everything, and it makes the waters run faster. So it's hard to dive in that stuff. So they shut you down. So right now everyone's getting it while the getting's good. There was a recent post about Local 34 up in Northern California looking for 5 divers to do some salvage. So they wanted salvage experience. By the time you guys listen to this, jobs are going to be filled. But we did post it on our Instagram and Facebooks. And I literally said Facebooks, didn't I?
Yeah, because you're old. It. So if you don't monitor those social media sites, maybe you should.
Yeah, make sure you follow that, because every so often they'll come up with some great jobs.
There's also a group on Facebook that always posts jobs. I don't remember what their name is.
Yeah, so but half those jobs suck.
But a job is a job. You need to get work, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Especially if you're a young, hungry diver, you know, trying to get some experience.
Yeah, trying to get your dick wet.
It's a way to go. But yeah. For the most part, it's busy right now for pretty much everybody. Nobody's been hitting us up, you know, for work or any leads for work or anything. And yeah, like I said, get it while the getting's good, because a lot of times the getting goes bad within the next coming year. So save your money, stock up on supplies, get that truck and pay it off. But yeah, it's busy right now. So all you guys stay safe out there. Learned the other night, one of our listeners passed away. So you got to take care of yourself, man. It's a tough job. It's got, you know, it takes a toll mentally. It's just one of those things. If you need to talk to somebody, please reach out and talk to somebody. But like I said, you know, one of our listeners, Race Kennedy, he ended up passing away. It's common knowledge now, you know. It's been going around the social media rounds, but
not an accident though.
We messaged several times. It wasn't dime related, but we messaged several times and talked, you know, on the phone and stuff. He reached out when my wife had cancer and you know, provided support for me, which was super special. So upstanding dude from CDA, and he was like in the crap over there, made it through. He actually told me that one of the guys that ended up dying there at CDA, he was the one that informed the parents about it.
Gah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, it just sucks, you know.
That's too bad.
Yeah, just circumstances. We don't know the circumstances or anything, but, you know, people go through, you know, certain things, make decisions. And I'm just saying, if you're out there, you know, reach out. If you know, talk to somebody. Don't talk to other divers solely. I'm gonna tell you guys that. We're advocates here of seeking professional mental health help if your mind goes dark, which it tends to do on long jobs. This career is filled with ups and downs, highs and lows, and it takes a toll on your mind. So that's all I'm saying there. Seek help, seek professional help. Don't just find the help in the bottom of a bottle. Reach out and talk to somebody.
Yeah. He's a kid. That sucks.
He was a freaking kid.
All the best wishes to his family and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Well, now that, this show sucks now.
Yeah, no, it just sucks so bad. No, it's a tough trade to like balance all these different emotions and feelings. And then, you know, your work, and then you're slow. And then you're like, oh my God, I think I've talked about it before. My mind went to dark places during the Great Recession. You know, I was already counting off how much money I can get for whatever limb that accidentally got smushed or cut off, you know?
Workman's comp.
It's like a terrible, 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 you know, place your mind goes when you're like at your wit's end. And it's scary. And then looking back, you know, it's like, crap, I can't believe I was thinking that, you know? And we don't know what anyone else is going through. At the end of the day, we have our differences with other people and other divers and stuff. But you have to remember, they have people that love them. They may be an asshole and a dick, but the people that love them are not assholes and dick, and he's trying to support them, you know? So I really don't know what I'm saying. I'm just...
Yeah, you're just going off now.
Yeah, I'm just going off on a weird tangent. Just saying, be nice out there. There's work. There's no need to be a dick. Get it while the getting's good, and then when it slows down, help a brother out. You know, we're going to have our differences, but at the end of the day, we love our fellow divers and we're going to protect our jobs.
Yeah.
That's that. Other than that, I'll be in Panama City
Gross.
At the end of October. That is a big diving town, man. I don't know why you don't want to go there.
Because it's over there.
What's your thing against Panama City?
Because it's dirty.
Really? Gross. I've never been, so maybe I don't know any better.
Yeah.
From what I've seen in the Girls Gone Wild videos, it looks amazing.
Yeah, that's great, huh? That's
back in the 90s.
That's how you know it's a good place.
And it wasn't even the videos. It was the commercials late at night that I stayed up for when I was like 16.
Oh, man.
That's Girls a throwback for you.
Yeah.
That dude got arrested, didn't he?
He did.
For drugging and getting raping people and stuff.
Date rape and everything.
I don't know why I'm laughing. That's not funny at all.
There's always some kind of humor in those things.
Jeez. All right. So we're one episode into season 5 and we've already been canceled.
Yeah. What can we expect from this season?
So next week we will be next week we're going to be releasing the episode of wonderful DIT instructor, our first guest from DIT. And he is a welding instructor there, Mike Wheatley. Wonderful guy.
Wonderful guy.
Great interview. Knows a lot of people I know, worked with a lot of people I work with. Told us stories off the air. And
great stories.
I wish you guys could have heard, but because of who we are,
couldn't do those.
Those stories are for us, and it's for you too if you happen to be in the same room, you know. But it's one of those things, you know, diary code. We don't repeat, you know, certain stories. So, but he still had some bangers left for you guys. So stay tuned and listen to that episode. He's got some great experience. Great tales of his diving career. And those kids at DIT and the welding tech program, man, they are in good hands. That dude is a pimp.
Yeah, their Instagram. I love watching their Instagrams.
Yeah. So that's next week's episode. And this season, we're going to have a little bit more stuff for you. We're going to have guest contributors as well. And we're going to keep hitting it. So we're going to have a couple guests a month is what we're shooting for. And then you're going to listen to us talk about our lives and our diving.
Because that's what you really want to hear.
Oh, and yeah, I know. Every other week.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So we're going to be working hard this next season.
Nothing to tell these people.
It's okay. Most of our content's going to come in November at Underwater Interventions anyway. So we're literally going to record a whole season at Underwater Interventions.
Ugh, that sounds miserable.
It is going to be. I'm not going to kid you. It's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be hard work. And hopefully you guys can make it down. Come see us.
When is that?
That is November 27th through December 1st, right? Anyways, it's after Thanksgiving. It's a week after. And it's that whole week.
I'll only be there at the end of the week. You know that, right?
Seriously?
You do know that.
I'm going to be there for the whole week.
I know you
are. So I'm carrying the show. For that week.
Yep. Sounds good, actually.
And then Freddie's coming only for like the few days as well.
It doesn't matter. Freddie's not here ever.
Yeah.
He just hates us.
Yeah, he hates us. So, he just mixes in the background.
Yeah.
Damn it, Freddie. We got to get him on the show too a little bit more. I do like his contributions.
His Pokemon contributions?
Yes, his Pokemon contributions are awesome.
I couldn't tell you one name. Oh, that's not true.
But yes.
My daughter knows some Pokemon. Oh my God. Can we talk about your fucking boarding up the windows? Jesus Christ.
Why would you bring that up?
Because why would you bring that up?
I didn't mention it.
On a live or something. I watched it live.
Look, dude, I'm just saying, if you've been through 3 hurricanes, you take it seriously.
Yeah, but you live in California.
I had old windows. They're single pane windows. Oh, I can't afford to replace every single pane window.
For the record,
we get a lot of wind.
That storm
in my area.
Or quote unquote hurricane or whatever the fuck it was lasted for 2 minutes.
You're right. It was a total sham. And I actually missed a good friend of ours. They had a graduation party that I didn't go.
Because you're afraid.
Because I was boarding up windows.
Swept away.
I know. I felt like an idiot.
What a jackass.
Yeah. But hey, my windows are fine now.
My windows were fine too. I didn't do anything. Wow.
Better to prepare.
That was great.
Yeah, it was terrible for me, actually. It was not great at all. Do you know how much plywood costs? It was quite a bit of money.
They make they make rug, like storm rugs or something like that.
Yeah, I covered some of my windows in carpet because I ran out of wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it worked. It worked perfectly. It worked great. Windows were totally fine. That's the moral of the story. No broken windows at all. House survived. It was good.
Oh, man.
Why would you bring that up now? We're ending the show.
Because I'm sure some people were like, this asshole put fucking carpet and boarded up his windows for a storm that really didn't even happen.
But you never know.
But I knew. Everyone else knew.
Everybody else did, I guess.
Everyone else knew.
I don't know, dude. Look, you've, like I said, I've been through three.
You drank that news Kool-Aid up. That's how I know you're getting totally old. Did.
I know.
Fucking batten down the hatches.
And I battened them good, too. But you know what, though? It was more of a reflex thing. I'm telling you, I lived in Florida, and I was ready to go. It was exciting to me.
Smell it.
I was like, yes. I get to do this one more time. Get to do it again.
Flashbacks.
I was. Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. All right. I don't want to talk anymore.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, you ended the show making fun of me boarding up windows, which everyone already forgotten. Now they remember it now again.
Yeah.
And have lost all credibility now.
They should remember it.
Lost all credibility.
Oh, man. All right.
But yes, welcome to the new season, season 5. Next week, you will not have to suffer through us. If you've made it this far,
yeah, this
love you so much. Next week, Mike Wheatley.
Mike Wheatley.
Awesome dude.
Awesome dude.
Awesome stories. Awesome show. It's a little bit of a longy, but it's a... I said longy. That means like a long episode.
Right.
Yeah.
If you have stories to tell, contact us on social media. We will put you on.
And it doesn't matter if you've been diving for 1, 2, or 3 years.
Yeah, I don't care.
Just like you, like we say, we are firm believers in it. This is a show for divers by divers. It's not just about the heavy hitters.
I'll even have you on to bitch at us.
Yeah, do it. If you want to get into it, you know, that's fine.
If you want to have an open debate with Armando about safety, which you'll lose because he's a crazy person.
Let's do it.
He's ready to go for you.
But yeah, excited about the new season. You guys are going to hear some more stories. Hit the likes, smash the likes, follow.
Smash the likes. And, smash all those likes and like all those follows.
And come say hi to us at Underwater Interventions. We'll have some merch to sell you.
Will we?
And give away.
Oh, man.
Like stickers and stuff. Give away stickers.
You better get on that.
Hats. Next, we have no hats.
Let's have a beer.
Just shirts.
We'll just drink beer together.
We'll bring some beer. We're going to have a house. So if you want to party with us.
We will?
Yeah, we're going to get an Airbnb.
Oh, man. Did you go already get it?
No.
Well, then we're not going to have that. Scratch that, guys.
No, it's going to go on our expenses, our bottom dollars expenses.
It's October.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Okay.
Dude, it's dirt cheap right now.
Okay.
To get an Airbnb out there. Anyways, come party with us and share some stories and we'll record you.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it'd be great. Anyhow, stay tuned for the new season of The Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack. You were supposed to say that with me.
Oh, Bottom Dwellers.
Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack. Bottom Dwellers.
Media.
Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack.
Dive Shack.
God damn it. Why do you hate me so much? I hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode of the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack. Make sure you like and follow on our social media pages on Instagram and Facebook. Please share this podcast with your friends or anyone interested in commercial diving. The only way that we can make this successful is if we do get a lot of people that are listening. We get more listeners, we get more sponsors, and that means more free stuff for you guys. That's right. We are hooking up all of our diver brothers and sisters in the trade. And if you keep sharing and liking, we're able to do that a lot more. Our Instagram is at BottomDwellersDS. Our Facebook is Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack.
And you can always like and follow me at LB Diver on both. The Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack is available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Anchor. We also have it streaming on our website at thebottomdwellers.com. So keep listening, keep it safe, keep it salty. This is LB Diver, out.